have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I pray for the The church was off the chain when we prayed in God's name. God's Holy Spirit take away all the pain. So much persecution, saints suffer retribution. I pray for my people, not the prison institutions.
Every day I pray.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy, Dre. Whoa, what a day. This has been quite a day, and I tell you what, it has been quite a week. Oh, wow. Thank you guys for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. It has been quite the week, and I am so glad we are here yet again. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with Nuts. And I know I say it a lot. I say it quite often. I believe I say it all the time, but I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time or the time before the last time that I said, you know what, this is probably going to be the last time. I really miss you guys, and I'm just so excited to have you back here with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy, Dre. And I'll tell you what, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to acknowledge and shout out Miss Kim Robinson in elation for giving me such a wonderful platform, which I can use to help so many people, because you know what? The disclaimer simply reads, I'm doing this for you, not me. Why? Because y'all need help. And that's what I do. I help people. I'm a giver, and I love to give. You guys are in trouble, and you know what? I'm a troubleshooter. So let's jump right into it, because you know what? Tonight is a special night. And because it's a special night, again, the holidays are, I mean, we are in the holiday season. We're on the cusp of the holiday season. I mean, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and then, of course, we've got Christmas. And during this time, of course, we always want to focus on family, because family is the stability. It is the staple. It is the root of all livelihood in both community and country. I tell you what, it takes a village. It really does. Now, exclusively tonight, I told you guys I'm going to bring you some really good stuff. This segment, exclusively, for the first time, its premiere is a good baby daddy. A good baby daddy. I'm telling you, women, I know you're looking for that man, the right one. You're Mr. Right. Let me tell you something. A lot of people out there, especially men, that are looking for the right one too. So you're not alone. But, of course, as we know, there are some times where, well, men and women get together and children are involved. And then, of course, it doesn't work out. Parents go their separate ways, but the children are still there. And I tell you what, fathers, we have to step up. We have to make sure we are still a ever-present figure in the life of the child. And that's why this segment is called A Good Baby Daddy. Because I tell you what, there's some bad ones out there, but there's some good ones. And women, I'm going to help you tonight spot a good baby daddy. Because you never know. The next baby daddy could be yours. Now, let me tell you what. A good baby daddy could be your baby daddy. Sure could. Could be a family member's baby daddy. Could be a friend or a coworker's baby daddy. Could be a stranger in the street. Someone who you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to make sure that we acknowledge and point out those good baby daddies out there. Because I tell you what, Father's Day is just one day in the year. But a good baby daddy, that's a good baby daddy day every day of the year. And I tell you what, if you don't recognize any of these baby daddies in your life or the life of somebody you know, then you know what? You're hanging around the wrong man, and you got kids by the wrong man. Let me tell you something. These are examples of good baby daddy. Now, first of all, these are only my examples, and it's only my opinion. It may not reflect the opinion of Elation or Miss Kimberly Robinson. Again, these are my examples of a good baby daddy. Again, only me. Number one, first example of a good baby daddy. a good baby daddy is a baby daddy that don't steal money out your purse more than twice. And the significance of that is three times. The third time is a strike. Three times is a charm. But see, he stops at two because he loves you and values you enough not to cross over that line into the third strike. So I'm telling you, ladies, if he's only stolen money from you and out of your purse twice, trust me, you got a good one. You better hold on to him. Number two, another example of a good baby daddy. He only curses you out in private and not in public. Why? Why would he do it in public? That ain't nobody's business. He don't want nobody in your business. He would never disrespect you like that in front of your family and friends. He waits till you guys get home or in the car. That's when he curses you out. See, that's a good baby daddy. I mean, again, these are just my examples. It's only my opinion. Number three, another example of a good baby daddy. Now, see, he will only hit you. I mean, I'm sorry. He will only hit on your cousin and not on your sister because that's too close to home. I'm going to tell you right now, if he hit on your sister, I'm telling you, he's a horrible person. But realistically, first cousins, that's a long way from you. So, see, he cares enough about you and enough about your immediate family to go out another level. Just take it another step back. See, not your sister, just your cousin. Think about it. Huh? Number four, this is an example of a good baby daddy. He won't let you co-sign for him, but he will let you help him make the payments on his car. See, he ain't going to obligate you like that. You know, that is his responsibility. No, he's going to stand on his own feet. He don't need you, and he won't let you co-sign for him. No, but now you can help him make the payments on his car. See, that right there is what I call give and take, 50-50. Come on, y'all. That's what a relationship is, right? Give and take, 50-50. Number five, this is an example of a good baby daddy. See, he treats your kids just like he treats his own. Bad. Come on now. He treats your kids just like he treats his. Horribly. See? That means the same way he loves his kids is the same way he loves your kids. He ain't doing nothing for his kids. He ain't doing nothing for yours. That right there, I'm telling you, he treats everybody equal. All right now, he shows no favoritism. Same level of disdain. That's a good baby daddy, y'all. Number six, this is an example of a good baby daddy. He always encourages you to do better. That way he can live better. See, the more money you make, the more money you can give him, and he'll have. See, I'm telling you, that man really is pushing you to succeed. He cares about your success. All right? Come on now. Come on. That's a good baby daddy. Yeah, see? Now you're catching on. Number seven. This is an example of a good baby daddy. He's willing to marry you if you're willing to buy the rings and pay for the wedding. Again, that we're right back to that 50-50 thing. So this man is willing to commit to you and obligate himself to you. All you got to do is buy the rings and pay for the wedding. So he's doing his part. You do yours. Number eight, this is an example of a good baby daddy. He invites you to move in with him, with your kids, in his mama's house. I tell you what, now the man must really care about you to invite you and your kids. You and the kids. He said, oh, he don't care. He inviting you and the kids, y'all all welcome, to move in with him, to live in his mama house. Come on now. And what y'all don't know? Well, some women got their nose turned up. Well, what you don't know? Okay, he might be living in a fully furnished basement. So it's just like an apartment. Come on now. Come on. See? That's that. Right. See? You had to let me finish. That's a good baby daddy. Number nine, this is an example of a good baby daddy. Now, see, he quit drinking so he can afford to buy more drugs. See, this man quit drinking because you was complaining you thought he had a drinking problem. He drank too much. So you know what he did for you? Just for you. He didn't want to quit, but just for you because he did not want you unhappy with him. He quit drinking. so he can afford to buy more drugs. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Tell me if that ain't a good baby daddy. He made some sacrifices, didn't he? I told you. And finally, number 10, this is an example of a good baby daddy. He refuses to let you go to sleep mad, so he keeps you up all night yelling at you. Come on now. You know what they say. You're never supposed to go to sleep mad. And he refuses to let you. He cares so much about the relationship, he refuses to let you go to sleep mad. So he just keep you up all night yelling at you. Come on now. How thoughtful can one man be? Ooh, you can't tell me that ain't no tough love. Again, I just want to help you ladies out and keep you all informed because, I know you're out there looking for Mr. Right. You're looking for the best man. And I'm telling you, there's some baby daddies out there that will qualify. You just have to look. Again, I'm here to help you. I want to be a blessing, not a curse. This next segment is a new segment exclusively here that I am premiering tonight, and this is called I Don't Know About That. Now, the reason why I actually came up with this segment, what inspired it was the simple fact that, you know, I just don't know about that. I mean, I hear things and I see things and I think about things, and honestly, they're not bad. They're not that bad, but they're not that good. So I'm kind of on the fence. I mean, I don't know about that. I don't know if I agree with it or disagree with it. And that's why this segment is called I Don't Know About That. It's not that I support it or I oppose it. I just don't know. I'm on the fence, okay? Number one, I don't know about that. Y'all tell me what you think. Number one, I don't know about that. A handicap plate on a motorcycle. No. A handicapped license plate on the motorcycle. He's riding a motorcycle and I don't know about that. I just don't know. Number two, I don't know about that. You bought your dentures at a garage sale. I don't know about that because I'm sure you save money. But I don't know because technically they are somebody else's teeth. But maybe they weren't used that much. I mean, if the price is right, I mean, with the price of dentures, everything going up, if you could find you a good set of dentures at a garage sale, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Number three, I don't know about that. You ask your coworker to be your secret Santa. Wait a minute. How you going to ask your coworker to be your secret Santa? Because technically, it's not a secret. This one right here. I don't know about that. Your dog ain't got one, but you wearing a flea collar. I don't know about that. See, and the reason why I don't know about that, see, if the dog ain't got the flea collar on, but you wearing it. I'm kind of on the fence with that because it's literally you choosing to be more comfortable than your dog. You don't want to scratch and have the fleas on you, so you'd rather have the dogs have to deal with the fleas. I don't know about that. I mean, it's kind of selfish, but again, I don't know about that. Number five, I don't know about that. Every company potluck, everybody always puts you down for napkins. See, I don't know about that. What is that saying about you? I mean, I don't know. Every company potluck, they just automatically pencil you in for napkins. I don't know. I mean, maybe you do good napkins. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you buy a high quality napkin. I don't know, but I don't know about that. Number six, I don't know about that. Every Christmas at your job, your secret Santa gives you deodorant and body wash. I don't know about that. Every Christmas at your job, your secret Santa gives you deodorant and body wash. I don't know about that. What are they trying to say? What are they trying to say? Number seven, I don't know about that. People always offering you gum. That's right there is a hint, I think. I'm pretty sure. If people always offering you gum, that Maybe they're saying your breath could be a little fresher. I don't know about that. Number eight, I don't know about that. People will only watch your kids at your house. They will watch your kids, but only at your house. So they won't watch them at their house, but they will watch them at your house. So they're not welcome at their house, but they, I don't know about that. But they, at least they will watch your kids. They just don't want to watch them at their house around their stuff. But I don't know about that. Number nine, I don't know about that. When you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, they insist you get it to go. See, I don't know about that. If every time you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, if they insist that you get it to go, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're worried about your health. I don't know. Maybe they're helping you watch your weight. But I don't know about that. And finally, number 10, I don't know about that. People that ain't seen you in a while can't believe you ain't in jail or dead. I don't know. I don't know about that. Everybody that ain't seen you in a while, the first thing they say is, what? I thought you were in jail. Somebody told me you were dead. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I just don't know about that. Again, I want to be a blessing and not a curse. I'm here to help y'all. Now, this next segment, I love this segment, and because now this segment is for those parents out there, those parents that remember how they were parented. You know what? It's a different generation now. It really is. It really is a different generation, and you can't parent your kids like you were parented. Because of laws and different things, I mean, it's just totally different. But you remember when your parents, the way they parented you, they used to say different things. And, you know, a lot of times we didn't question it, but we should have. We really should have. We really should have. Because this generation questions everything, okay? And that's why this segment is called When Parents Were Parenting. Number one, this is what I used to hear. It's going to hurt me more than it hurts you. To that I say, I'm pretty sure it's not. I bet it don't. Really? It's going to hurt me more than it hurts you. No, it ain't, Mama. Trust me, it ain't. Take it from me. I've had several of these beatings. I'm sorry, I just disagree with that. Number two, I'm doing this for your own good. Well, honestly, Mom, Dad, I wish you'd just do it for my own bad and let me continue to be bad. Don't do it for my own good. Matter of fact, don't even do it at all. Number three, you made me do this. Wait a minute, you grown up. You an adult, Mama. You the adult, how I make you do something? Come on. How I make you do it? And you the adult. No, you wanted to do it. Don't put that blame on me. Number four, I'm only doing this because I love you. Well, I wish you hated me, at least liked me, because this hurts a lot. Number five, if I let you get away with it once, you will only do it again. Yes, that's true, but I'll take the necessary steps to make sure I don't get caught this time. See? There you go. I'm trying to learn from my mistakes. Number six. My parents used to whip me whenever I did the same thing. Well, you see how that turned out. Don't you want better for your kids? Number seven. Don't make me chase you. Well, the reason why you're chasing me is because I'm running. And the only reason I'm running is because I know you're going to chase me. If you would leave me alone and not whip me, I'd stay right here. We could just talk. But you want to do more than talk. You want to beat. So I'm out of here. Pew! Scott! Number eight. You know what? You make me sick. Well, Mom, you need to stay away from me. Why are you trying to whip me if I make you sick? Huh? Why are you trying to whip me if I make you sick? You shouldn't want to be around me. So how about this? Why don't you go to your room and lay down, okay? And I'll chill in here watching TV. Let's just stay away from each other since I make you sick, and I care enough about you not to want you to be sick. Let me tell you. This one right here. I whip your brother, and the same way I whip your brother, I'm whipping you. Well, first of all, Mama, that's a lie, because I counted 17 licks you gave him. You gave me 19. You didn't whip us the same, Mama. No, you did not whip us the same. And finally, number 10, this one right here. If I didn't care about you so much, I'd let you do anything. Well, I tell you what, I'ma still do anything, and I don't care that you care. See, this is a different generation, and parenting is certainly different. But I tell you one thing that is similar. We all still love the kids. Regardless, we all still love the kids in our own way. Now, finally, we come to the part of the show where we put a little Jesus in it, because I always like to give you just a little bitty Jesus, okay? For this is the part where we talk about our church announcement, and I invite you to join us, because I tell you what, we are always looking for new members to join us as we get our praise and worship on and give God some glory. For we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Now, we are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements, because I want to make sure that everyone's kept abreast with what's going on within the church. I want to make sure that everybody's on the same page, on one accord, okay? Everybody's like-minded. Everyone's connected. There's no saint left behind. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person worship service, or don't have access to the internet and can't watch us as we stream, for the sick to did up and the shut it up. Also like to do the announcements for individuals that may have been in attendance in the in-person sanctuary service, or may have been watching us as we stream, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they was too busy worrying about other things that they had no business worrying about. Let me tell you something. Y'all wrong for that. Now, I know the First Lady's wig was crooked. I know it was. I know it was crooked, and I tried to get her attention to come up front so I could lay hands on her and pray for her and straighten the wig, but she wasn't catching the signal. But you guys giggling and laughing and pointing, that wasn't doing no good anyway. See, y'all don't know how many times I have had to talk the First Lady out of fighting one or two of y'all after service or even during service. Y'all better watch out. Y'all know she's still on probation, okay? But as soon as she's off that paperwork, she's going to be ready to get with you. She's going to be ready to get with you. Anyway, nothing number one. As we know, Mother Pearline has not been feeling well. She's been in a nursing home going on 2 months now. She's still complaining about people not coming to see her. So I would implore you, if you have any love in your heart, you would stop by and just stop by and wave or say hello, give her a hug, a word of encouragement, and just let them know that you was on her mind, and we love her and we're thinking about her, okay? So just stop by and see her, okay? It don't take much. Okay, just put yourself in her position. And how would you feel if you was in that nursing home by yourself and nobody came to see you? Come on, you'd feel bad, wouldn't you? I know I would. What's that? What do you mean? When was the last time I went by? This morning. Yeah. I drove by this morning. I didn't stop, but I drove by. Shut up. Nothing about me. Announcement number two. As we know, Brother Daquan has decided to switch his membership to another church. Of course, we are going to miss Brother Daquan, But as I spoke to him on the phone on Tuesday, when he told me of his decision, I told him he has my blessing. And if he ever want to come back, all he got to do is call. I'm one call away, okay? I told him, call me personally, and that was Tuesday. So after church, y'all make sure y'all remind me to give y'all out my new number, because I did change my number. Announcement number three. Me and Deacon Lonnie, of course, we've been on again, off again with conflict between one another. And we finally just decided to go ahead and let bygones be bygones. And I told him we're going to let bygones be bygones. So he said he was gone, and I told him bye. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to, not looking forward to. For his announcement of the building fund total, as we know, the building fund offers a little bit of everything. Intrigue, horror, mystery, adventure, humor, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, a lot of nothing. I don't know what that total is in dollars and cents, but somehow it doesn't sound encouraging. Well, thank you all for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Now, like I always like to do, I'm going to press out. So after it all, here's about, all eyes are closed. Unless, of course, you're blind. Then it really don't matter. I mean, seriously? Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? The other way. Thank you for making the way out of another way, opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. I object. Overruled. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? That room over there where they ain't got no insurance and they going to stay sick? Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you, even ourselves. Now we ask you to continue to bless us and keep us, holding us close to your bosom, shielding us from all hurt, harm, and danger, and we will be forever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I'll see you next Sunday with more Nuts with more Dre Wye, because I'm a little bit hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite, put on a little bit of weight. You guys take care, and if you don't remember nothing, just remember that the Lord loves you, and I like you a little bit. You guys have a good night.
Our Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us of our trespasses. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bring it! My life's back on track, I'm feeling good. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit got him jumping. I don't know how to act. A sanctified Christian on a mission, God bless it. Watch the music, got him dancing, two-stepping, church session. In the name of Jesus, we give God the glory. The book of Ephesians, Paul tells the story. How Jews and the Gentiles sharing God's promise. Peace in the Middle East, that day is soon coming. I pray for more peace in the streets where we live. I pray for the day I live to see my grandkids. I pray for the day they stop the violence.